Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Thanks for joining me. However you may be following, we got something a little bit different today. We're doing, I'm starting up a new beer review series. I thought this was going to be kind of fun. I got the idea from a couple other beer reviewers that I've been in touch with on YouTube. They've done something kind of similar. And so I want to play off that and do something a little bit new too. So what we're doing today, if you haven't seen the title of this episode, we're doing a series called Battle of the Beers. So this is going to be an evolving kind of series that I'm going to be doing. I don't know if I want it to be a blind taste test. I don't know if I want to know prior which beer is which. But basically the idea is going to be I'm going to try to do two beers, to review two beers at the same time of similar styles, whether it be like a tangerine flavored IPA or a low calorie beer. Like, what's the best low calorie beer based on taste? And so today's episode, we're going to start with what is the best gluten-free beer. When I went to the liquor store, I kind of had this battle of the beers in mind, but I didn't know what one I wanted to do. And I saw a gluten-free beer and I thought, I've never had a gluten-free beer. I don't even know what one tastes like at all. Let's see if they have two, and then I can kind of do a comparison of the two and see. Gluten-free is kind of like this big hot topic right now. No one wants to eat or apparently drink gluten. I don't even know what gluten is. I think it has something to do with bread. Grains are in bread and grains are in beer. I'm sure there's a connection. I don't know. So what we're going to do today is a gluten-free battle of the beers. So we have two beers, like I said. We have Omission Brewing Company's lager. It says crafted to remove gluten. They call it their Omission because they omit the gluten. Kind of funny. And then the other one we have is New Belgium Brewing's Gluteny. And this is a play. I read this out of the bottle. This is a play on the mutiny against gluten. So it's the Gluteny. So I guess we'll see. It says right on here, it's crafted to remove gluten. Not sure how it's done. Maybe if the beer's good, I'll be interested to try and see how they do it. I have no idea. Apparently my beer has gluten. Never knew. So what we're going to do is pop both of these open. We're going to use two of our glasses. We're going to compare color. We're going to compare smell. We're going to compare flavor and kind of see how they're the same, how they're different. And then I'm going to say which one I prefer. So if I have enough room on my desk here, we're going to go ahead and start. So first we're going to open up the Omission Lager. So, Omission Brewing Company is actually out of Portland, Oregon, near and dear to my heart back home. So that's where Omission Brewing is from. I don't know if they have a bunch of other gluten-free beers. I would guess they do because their name's Omission. It's kind of like their thing, and it's Oregon. So, I mean, let's be real. They're taking gluten out of everything. So we're going to pour this one in. Really, really light in color. This is, I mean, it is a pale ale, but that almost looks like Coors Light. If you can see, this is super, super clear. Looks like apple juice. It might even be more clear than apple juice in my cup. So we're going to sit this one down. I wonder if I can sit this somewhere you can see it. Probably not. Okay, so open that one up. And now we're going to open up Gluteny from New Belgium Brewing. New Belgium Brewing Company is out of Fort Collins, Colorado. They're just a couple hours south of me. So I kind of have ties. Not ties, but they're both, I know about both of these. Okay. Get another cup, and we're going to pour the Gluteny in. Right off the bat, comparing color, Gluteny is a little bit darker. I gotta try and not confuse these two. So, if you're looking on screen, if you're following on YouTube or on Twitch, the Omission is much lighter in color, really clear. It looks like apple juice. The Gluteny is much darker, has a head on it, and it is it's still very clear in color, similar color, but just a little bit, I don't want to say murky, but you can't see through it. It's not as crystal clear. Definitely clear. I'm getting light through the glass, both glasses. But yeah, similar colors. One's a little darker than the other, though. So let's smell. Which one is this? This is Omission. We're smelling first. It smells like a beer. That's good news. It smells like a light beer. It kind of smells like a Coors Light. It smells like you would expect for a pale ale. So we'll go ahead and try this. It tastes very light. It tastes like a cheap light beer. Maybe like a Pabst Blue Ribbon, kind of along those lines. Even, dare I say, lighter than a Pabst Blue Ribbon. It tastes lighter, though. It really is. Okay, next, we're going to try Gluttony. This is New Belgium out of Fort Collins. This one also smells like beer, but it smells more craft brew-like, we'll say. Not quite as bland as the first one. Let's try this taste. It is light. It tastes like a craft beer. I mean, it sounds so obvious, but it tastes like something's missing. I mean, if you gave this to someone, they're going to say, oh yeah, this is a beer. This tastes like a craft pale ale. If they know anything about beer, they'll say that. It just tastes like something's not there. I'm going to guess it's the gluten. But it does taste like something's missing. Like, it's just not as rich, really light, really watery. I'm not sure how to describe it. It's really light. It doesn't have a bite to it. It doesn't have that heaviness in your mouth that you'd expect, that you expect with beer. It's kind of, it's like the flavor's there and then it's gone right away. And that's on the one that I think is a little bit more craft brew-ish. So I'm going back to the Omission now, our first one. I'm going to jump back and forth to try and really get a good read on these. If you're just listening to the audio version of the podcast, the Omission lager, the one we tried first, its head is already completely gone. There's nothing left on this. It just, not that it's flat, we're still getting bubbles through the glass, but there is zero head on this beer. The other one, the Gluttony, it still has a lingering head on it, although it is very small. It is there. So that's something to note, I guess. Yeah, that the Omission is really reminding me of a cheap lager, like a Pabst Blue Ribbon, not quite a Coors Light, Bud Light. I actually think those are those have a little bit of a different taste than a Pabst does. This tastes like, There's a beer that I'm thinking of, and I know I'm going to remember what it is as soon as I end this podcast. And the only thing I can think is Pabst Blue Ribbon. And that's right, but there's something else. There's another one that this tastes similar to as well, but it's just another cheap lager. God, I wish I knew. It's not Natty Ice. I don't know if I've ever had Natty Ice. I don't think I ever will. That's what I should do. I should review Natty Ice. Like, review the cheapest beer I can find and just act like it's the best thing in the world. People be like, what? What have I been missing out on? No. Okay, so back to this. Omission, it smells really skunky almost. It has a skunky flavor to it, or scent to it. Maybe that's what this is like. It almost has like the skunkiness scent of like a Mexican style, not a Dos Equis, almost a Corona. It's like a Corona and a Pabst Blue Ribbon were poured into the same glass, and then you watered it down. That's what omission tastes like. Okay, now I'm going to go back to the gluten-y, and we're going to try and nail that one down too. So this one does have hop characteristic to it. Much, much more hop characteristic than the Pabst Blue Corona mix we have going on with omission. It does taste, it, I mean, it is a craft beer. It is much more of a craft brew, I would say, in the New Belgium gluten-y than in the omission. It just tastes like a craft beer more than just your everyday off-the-shelf six-pack of cans beer, you know? But that's not to say that it's great either. I think if you had a gluten allergy and you still wanted to have a good beer, I think the New Belgium gluten-y is definitely the way to go. It has far more flavor. It has hop characteristics still that the omission is like completely lacking. It has a lingering head on it. It has a little bit of good flavor. It's not a terrible beer by any means. But it, compared to probably any other craft pale ale, you would be able to pick, oh, this one's better. And it would always not be the gluten-y. But I don't think there's people out there that are drinking the gluten-y simply because they like the flavor of a beer without gluten. I think the people who are going to be buying this are the people that have a gluten allergy and still want to have a good time. And this is one of their only options, is to buy a gluten-free beer. So if that's the case, I say 100% go the New Belgium gluten-y. It has far better flavor. One thing I did not check on these is the alcohol content of either one of these. And that's something that I'm interested in. Let's see. We got, so the New Belgium gluten-y is 6.0% alcohol. That's actually a lot higher than I would have expected. But I guess the alcohol is not the gluten part. That's what I'm going to guess. And then the omission, if I can find it, omission is 4.6% alcohol, which falls right in line with kind of what I was saying. The omission tastes kind of like a cheap lager, like a Pabst, and you're going to get a lower alcohol content in those beers compared to a craft beer. The New Belgium gluten-y has far more craft beer characteristics, and it also has a little bit higher alcohol content that you would expect from those style beers. So between these two, between the New Belgium and the omission, I'm going to say the New Belgium gluten-y is far better. Although if I were to have either one of these next to a normal pale ale, I don't think I would pick these. But that's not to say they're not great. Well, they're not great, but it's not to say they're not decent. We'll say that. Good beers if you're looking for something without gluten. If you're looking for just a beer to try, I don't even know why you're in the gluten-free aisle. I don't know why I was in the gluten-free aisle, but I got it. So this was kind of episode one of the Battle of the Beers, if you will. This is a series I'm not going to do every week. I might do it once a month. I might do it once every 2 months. I might do it 5 times a month. I don't know. But this was episode one. If there's two beers that you guys want to see battle and be compared head to head, send me a message. Probably the best way to get a hold of me right now is via Twitter. You can follow me at Zim's Beer Review. I check that pretty regularly, and you can probably get a hold of me pretty quickly on there. If you're not on Twitter, feel free to send me an email at zimsbeerreview@gmail.com, or leave a comment on the YouTube video or the Twitch channel. Just get a hold of me however fits you guys, and I'll do my best to answer your questions, and maybe you'll see one of your requests on an upcoming beer review. So thank you to everybody, and until next time, happy drinking.